Andrei Dineshnura reports. Egypt's interim leaders are pressing ahead with a political transition 2 months after the military deposed President Mohamed Morsi. At the same time, the United States is reviewing its aid to Egypt. In this report from Washington, VOA senior correspondent Andrei Dineshnura looks at the Egyptian military and whether the United States has any leverage to influence events inside Egypt.
In bucking the rule of the Egyptian military, which ousted President Mohamed Morsi in July, the U.S. is facing an internal giant with a long history of societal control, including its most recent violent crackdown on dissent that left hundreds dead. Still, says Robert Springborg, a Middle East expert at the Naval Postgraduate School, the Egyptian military is well regarded by the population.
It's far and away the most popular institution in the country. Public opinion polls have consistently revealed approval of the Egyptian military in excess of 80% and intermittently above 90%. No other institution comes close to it.
Springborg says the Egyptian military is the 11th largest in the world. It is the fourth largest customer of U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets, and it has over 4,000 main battle tanks. Each year, the United States provides $1.3 billion in military aid to Egypt. However, some U.S. lawmakers have been pressing for an end to that aid after the Egyptian military deposed President Morsi. The Obama administration is reviewing its aid to Egypt. Jeffrey Martini, expert on civil-military relations in Egypt with the RAND Corporation, says a number of Arab Gulf states have offered to make up for any shortfall that would come from the U.S. limiting its flow of aid.
Those countries have already pledged $12 billion, so roughly about 10 times what we give in aid to Egypt. Now, there is a nuance here, which is what the United States provides cannot entirely be compensated for. We are still the supplier of choice for the Egyptian military, and Saudi Arabia can send plenty of petrodollars to Egypt, but it can't supply them with the M1A1 tanks, the Apache helicopters, and the F-16s, nor the spare parts and the maintenance that they require.
Many experts say despite the strong ties between the U.S. and Egyptian militaries, Washington has little leverage to influence events inside Egypt. Once again, Jeffrey Martini.
Every state operates to advance what it sees as its strategic interests, and we should not apologize for that, just as Egypt should not apologize for that. At the next level, leaders will make decisions that preserve their power, and the military sees defanging the Muslim Brotherhood as very much in its interest, and they're going to pursue that with or without American aid.
Robert Springborg says the United States has some leverage on the economic front, especially with international organizations such as the International Monetary Fund.
Egypt is ultimately going to have to get an IMF loan to be sanctified as creditworthy, to access international credit markets, and to become a source of foreign direct investment from beyond the Arab Gulf. And the United States really holds the trump card in that area. And if the United States deems Egypt not to be worth risking IMF or other monies on, then Egypt has got very serious problems indeed.
But Springborg says U.S. leverage must be used very carefully because, in his words, it would stimulate a backlash if it is done crudely. Andrei Dineshnura, VOA News, Washington.